It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
We are ourselves, and if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Assault on the Mountains of Madness by Jason Dural.
What about Shem?
Sean's here.
I've been talking for a while.
I've been talking.
Yeah. The guy you probably don't understand because my accent. It's my accent throwing you off, right? I don't understand a word he's saying with the main accent. It's so thick.
Probably it's just you have a cold or something.
So somebody want to catch us up? Where are we? What's going on?
Yeah, so the last time around we made our way through a crystal field, and after some period of time Jim finally got us all to fail our roles enough, so we're all wandering around, eventually making our way to the base of the island, the second island, the one that had more Nazis on it. We climbed up there remarkably easily, almost like gravity wasn't affecting us, so much so that when we were walking upside down on the island. Had a brief encounter with four Germans. Luckily did not blow up the cable stand that we needed to get across on. Made our way across, ran into a couple of saucy engineers again. For some reason have been here for some period of time but know nothing. Sergeant Springsteen, who's looking a little worse for the wear, was left behind with the engineers, and we all moved our way towards the vault.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't forget that we found a helicopter.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a good point. There's a helicopter there that the sergeant has been ordered that if it's not us coming back, you should blow up.
Yes. His interpretation of that is kill the Nazis and take the helicopter so that someone survives.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
While we're making notes about the helicopter, we should probably mention that it definitely does not fit us all.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
No, I think there'll be plenty of room.
Right, didn't you say it would only fit three people or three passengers, right, Jim?
I said four people, total. Yes. Four people, one of whom should be flying it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, or their flight is going to be a very short one.
Just push it off the edge. Maybe we can glide down. I'm sure that'll be fine.
Gliding in a helicopter. Yeah, that's good.
So, I believe you guys were walking into a large building with an opening and a bright white light emanating out of it. Lieutenant Popov leading the team, bravely directing everyone to go in.
That does sound like me. All right.
Lieutenant, where is the guy that is going to set up the explosives?
You mean Private Harry Gordon? He's with us. We should keep him towards the middle, I guess. We should. Do you have any men here that you feel would be good for sneaking ahead? I mean, besides yourself, of course.
Of course.
I mean,
no, not you. I'm saying you're a good sneaker. I'm just saying.
I'll go with you, Doc. I won't let you go by yourself.
I mean, I'm pretty good at sneaking, guys. If that's what you want.
Private Smith, of course. Yes. Why don't you head a little bit ahead of us? We'll be right behind you. And don't engage. Don't engage.
Sure, no problem.
So you're sending Smith in first? Is that the?
He has volunteered. Again. He's a very brave man.
Okay. And then everyone else is following behind, or?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So we will absolutely not be able to sneak.
Well, you can all right, make so sneak rolls if you really want to.
I do.
I'm going to make that a hard success, Jim.
Okay.
Huh. Buffoff has a 0-7. He is very sneaky today. He only has a base of 10%, so we got lucky.
Cassie is under the wire. He made it with a hard success.
I failed, but it's horrible.
You can spend luck on it. You know,
yeah, it's a good time too.
Well, actually, yes, I will spend some luck points there.
Push it. Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
The option is available.
I'm glad you guys were able to make those rolls well. That'll make this go better. So yeah, pretty much as soon as you kind of step foot, you know, each in turn, being very sneaky and quiet across the threshold, the world around you just goes silent. Everything is silent and calm and quiet. And you all find yourselves standing in a room. And it's a big room. It's a good 20 meters across. And the room has 5 sides. Not quite a perfect pentagon. It's kind of hard to nail down. You're pretty sure there's 5 sides, but some of the angles are steeper than they should be, and some are they're corners, but they're flat, and it's a little hard to get a look at. And the room itself, and the floors and the walls are tiled with plates of some kind of shiny black metal, and there are dozens of doors all around the room. And as you look up, the walls stretch up higher and higher above you, and eventually they just fade into a white nothing. You can all make sand rolls.
Hmm. 98.
Ooh, hard success.
Sorry, I was laughing at Randall. I have a normal success.
Normal.
1 point for the success, 3 points for Randall's botch.
Wow. Down to 20, 21.
Now, Jim, when you said we step into a silent world, did you mean as in silent, as in if I, well, I'm not going to test this by opening my mouth and screaming, but like, could I hear like, you know, kind of a little clack against my, as a little, you know, strap against my rifle or whatever, kind of jiggles for a second.
Well, you were all being really stealthy, so.
So we don't know, basically. But we can't hear anything from the outside.
That is correct. You can hear yourselves breathing.
Oh, that there you go. That's good. That's kind of what I was asking. There is something.
So, is it like... can we still move forward? Like,
no, oh, yeah. Well, we have to pick a door, right?
Many doors.
Yeah, there's a bunch of doors. And these are all just along the walls, or do they go up on different levels as well?
They're just along the walls.
And then it looks like it, the room's just like a huge, tall vaulted ceiling, right?
Except for the fact that you can't see a ceiling? Yes.
Right. But it all, is it sloping in or just going straight up?
It's hard to tell.
Oh, dang. So even if it does come to a point, we don't see light coming from the top, do we?
You don't. It's weird because you certainly don't see light. You see white.
And about how far away is that? Never mind. It's gonna be hard to judge.
Does it look like there's any tracks or anything on the floor? Any place where something sort of rubbed against the floor? To any of these specific doors? Is there anything to make you say, "Oh, that's a door that looks more well traveled"?
No. The floor is of this whatever this kind of polished, shiny, black kind of metal is, and it is perfect and unbroken. As far as you can tell without making a track roll.
If I were to look behind us at the way we came, is that just a super bright light, kind of like the ceiling as well, or can I see the exterior mountains and snow and stuff?
No, you cannot. You just see a wall of the room and more doors.
Well, now that he mentions that, for instance, when we were... On the last island before entering here, we were at the open, right? So the temperature was kind of very low.
Yep.
I guess, right? So we're feeling cold. How warm do we feel in this room?
Comfortable. You're actually probably starting to sweat a little bit in your heavy winter gear.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a verification? When I look back, the door is no longer there.
There is a door. There are many doors.
But the door...
There isn't an open door. Or an opening.
Hmm.
Gentlemen, we must not tarry here. Let's each take a door and open it up and see what's behind it. One of them must lead somewhere.
Lieutenant, cool. I don't want to get lost again as we, you know, did... a few hours ago. Why don't we, you know, use a rope among all of us?
Let's start.
We can all hang on the rope.
That's what we tried before, and it did not work. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We must just accept it. He's Russian.
Accept that it's going to be bad.
In fact, I'm going to walk up to the door that I think is directly in front of me as I walked into the room and open it up.
Okay. You open it up, and the door opens on white.
I close it and move to the door immediately to my left.
Okay. No. Leave them open. Leave them open. Leave them open. That way we know we can start checking them off.
All right, we'll try that out. I'll leave the door open.
Okay.
If anything comes out, it's your problem.
Oliver Cappy,
I'm just going to stand around in the middle of the room with my gun drawn and let Popov start opening the doors.
Okay.
That is what's going to happen.
Okay.
Oliver Cappy will go out of his own to try to open the door that we came from.
Okay. Okay. So, Popov, you move to a second door and open it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you do, the previous door slams shut, and the door that you have opened opens onto white. And Kaffee, you turn around and open the door behind you, and as soon as you do, the door that Lieutenant Popov is holding jumps out of his hands and slams shut, and the door open. You are looking at white.
Jim,
yeah,
are these standard hinges on the door? Can I just knock the pins out and pull the door off?
You can make a sand roll.
Okay. Success.
That's fine then. No, there are no hinges.
So what? But they're regular type doors?
That's the send roll.
So what kind of... Can you describe the door, Jim?
They are doors.
It's indescribable, Max.
They are wooden doors, maybe, with doorknobs. And when they're closed, they're closed. And when they're open, they're open.
Cool. Can I take the butt of my rifle and, like, knock the door handle off and break the door handle off of the one that Popov first opened?
Sure. That's not a problem.
I'm cool. Continuing to move from door to door, though. Do any of them not be white?
Nope.
Yeah, every... Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I don't suppose it matters. We should just go through one door. Do I have a volunteer? We could tie a rope around you.
Can I open a door and then have some, like, try and hold it while someone else opens another door?
Sure.
Let's see if we can hold two doors open at once.
Make a spot hidden roll.
Success.
None of the doors are missing doorknobs.
Make another sand roll.
I'm a stump pop off.
So yeah, you,
I think we just have to walk through one. You tie a rope around someone, and they'll go through.
I thought you had something else you wanted to. So Smith is going to open a door, and you hold on to it, and send McCarthy to open another one.
Yeah, see if we can hold two doors open at once.
Yep. So you open a door, and you're holding on to it, and McCarthy opens a door. And the one that you were holding open is now closed.
You should open the door, stand between the door and the closed area, and then we'll open the door.
Come on, Papa.
It's
might
your head
in. Truck, but it wasn't last Tuesday.
So you said it wasn't going to work, so I don't want to try that. I don't want to try going into...
Well, we'll just send one person through. It doesn't have to be you. I mean,
yeah, that's true. The door stays open if we only have one door open, correct?
Right. No one's going to close another door. That would be, it would be murder.
So who's going? All right.
Draw straws.
What? We don't draw straws in the army.
Okay, who's going, Popov?
You, Harry Gordon, you go through.
Gordon, who hasn't spoke up all session, trying to be quiet.
We'll pick out one, Jim, and just tie a rope around them, and they can cry for their mothers if they want, but they can go through.
It's going to be like a bug zapper.
Okay, so you send Gordon through one of the doors?
Yes.
He disappears into the white.
We'll wait a couple of minutes and then pull him back.
Does the rope go slack or, like, drop? Or does it stay connected and taught.
Gordon was your character, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Why don't you roll me a percentile dice?
Oh, Jesus. 49. If it helps, he had a luck of 64.
See, there's a...
I mean, he has a luck. He has a luck.
Would you say there's 100 doors in this room? You said there were a whole bunch, but yeah, I hadn't thought that they might go that high.
Let me get back to you in just a second.
Sorry.
You can be counting the doors.
Yeah. Lips moving.
So yeah, you wait a moment and you tug on the line and kind of drag, pull on it, and Harry walks back out. The door behind him is shut.
What did you see? What did you see, Private?
There was just a room.
Another room like this one?
No. It was like it was just an empty room. There were walls and a ceiling and just the door with the weight, and there were some windows. They were pretty high up, but they were too high for me to reach, but otherwise it was just an empty room.
Let's all go in, Lieutenant.
Actually, the Lieutenant would not know this. Oh, interesting. Yes, that sounds like a good idea. Because I don't think any of the characters... I don't think anybody here was in the place with the mirror that we went through.
I don't think
anybody here was part of that, so yes, I think that's a great idea, Doc.
I think
go into a room.
Saint Guillaume may have been.
Yeah, Guillaume and Popoff were.
Yeah, both of us.
Oh, yeah, because that was way back here at Richter Station. That was the original team.
Got it. Oh, yes. Well, Saint Guillaume, you'll remember that we sent somebody through and he almost didn't make it back again.
I don't know if we sent someone through so much as we sent a grenade through.
Well, Max reached through.
Reached?
Right. He reached his hand through. And something
grabbed him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember, yes.
Yeah, that was not fun.
That's a player. Gordon looked very closely at them, or rather, Saint Guillaume looked very closely at Gordon and says, yes, we were very lucky this time.
You're not making any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Let's just all go in, Lieutenant.
Is there any, have I had much, or how high is the number I got to?
Yeah, but wait.
Hang on just one second, Mac. For Kaffee, why don't you give me an intelligence roll.
Aha! Odd one.
Sure. There are
very 100, good counter.
There are 100 doors.
100 doors, exactly.
We can't all go. If we all go and the door closes behind us, was there a door on your side, Gordon, or did you just get pulled back through the nether?
No, there was just like from this side. There was a door. It was open. It was white. And I couldn't see back into you guys. It was just like we saw from here. It was just white. But yeah, there was a door.
Wish Lonnie was here. He could always find his way around in these places.
But if we use this Searcho knot on a string method, we could potentially search through until we find what we're looking for. Yes? But then also, there's the chance of people being eaten by monsters.
Or, to be honest with you, I mean, we're following a crew of high-ranking Black Sun officers. to step right in the middle of a meeting or the ritual to bring this Azazoth here would not, you know, be too good for the guy who actually did go through.
No, but if you were on the other side and you see something bad, you could tug on your rope and we'd come help you. So there is some sort of communication system there.
There's no markings of any sort, Jim, on the door, right? They're all nondescript?
There are no markings on the door that you're looking at.
Sorry, are there any markings on any of the 100 doors in the room?
Not that you can see from here.
Well, oh. Let's all have a look around. That sounds
like yeah, let's idea. Look Pop around off. For a symbol, something that might indicate it that, you know, after three doors, you should be able to figure out if something's different about the next door.
Spot hidden rolls.
07. That is a extreme success.
Fail.
That is a pass for Kathy.
Okay. Who else passed besides Kathy?
McCarthy.
Popov had an extreme.
Okay. So it was only Smith that didn't. okay, McCarthy and Popov, would you both make intelligence rolls?
Yes.
Ooh, 17. Hard success.
Okay.
Me too.
McCarthy, you make your way around and kind of all of you kind of spread out and you all end up kind of circumnavigating the room. McCarthy, you count that there are 70 doors in the room. Popov, you counted that there are 50 doors in the room. None of you found any of them that were marked.
Did my number stay at 100?
You counted 80 doors this time.
Oh, good God.
You're not counting correctly, Lieutenant.
Well, I'm stumped, gentlemen. There doesn't seem to be any reason to pick one door over another. We've walked all over here, so I'm sure any tracking we might want to do would be fruitless. I think we just have to trust that luck is on our side and walk through a door.
Well, we only tested one. Let's test another or a couple just to see if it all leads. Maybe they all lead to the same place. But if they all lead to different places, I mean, who knows?
Would you send you throw a grenade inside one of the portal?
No.
No.
That's what I heard.
No, I say we test. We should test a couple of them to see if they're all going to the same place that Gordon saw.
But we decided about the grenade after the fact, but it was a bad idea because if someone was over there, they could throw it back.
And in fact, I think that may even been what happened. Yeah, but in any case, let us go. Let's each pick a door. We'll go through one at a time. One of us should be lucky.
Wait, we're going to split up, sir?
No. We'll tie a rope on. I'm just saying we'll each take our chances, and you know, one of us might be luckier than the others. Perhaps fate will shine on the dock here.
Yeah. Me first.
Of course. Always be lucky.
Private Smith volunteers first.
Tie a rope around him?
Or I guess second, since Gordon already went.
He didn't really volunteer.
It's much braver the way you did it. It's much braver the way you did it, Smitty.
Okay, so you tie off Private Smith and send him pick a door and send him through.
And he jumps through.
Why don't you roll me a D100 there, Private?
92.
Would you make a... is there... Hang on just a second. Where is it? Oops. Too far. Or wait, was that not far enough? No, I'm not sure. Now I'm not sure. Dang it. There it is. Okay. Yes. You step into the white. You step out of the right. You find yourself in a large, very large, even bigger than the room you came from. Probably a good 70 meters across. A round room. There's a little bit of a rise in the center, on which is a globe, meaning it's just a sphere, not like a map of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the size of a bowling ball, maybe, or an old cannonball, a large cannonball. It's kind of a bluish black. Seems to be shimmering a little bit.
Okay.
There's a path on the floor. You can see there's a definite walkway that you're standing on that leads to the door that you just came through. And this walkway kind of rings about halfway around the room and then starts to continuing to kind of this kind of spirals inward without ever making a complete turn of the room.
Okay, going out to this middle mound part. Yep,
correct.
That has the globe. And I don't see any Germans in here?
You do not see any Germans in here.
Do I see any boot prints in the path? Or is it still out of the same rock that, of course, leaves no prints?
No, it is not. It is something else. Looks to be just stone or granite. Maybe the same kind of black stone that the Elder City was built out of. You can make a spot hidden roll.
I'll burn 4 points to make that a success.
You do not see any evidence of footfalls.
Passing.
Yep.
Okay. And that when I turn around, I can see the doorway there.
You see a door standing open and white.
Now, does it look natural, Jim? Or is this door in a place where there probably should not be a door?
Well, it's a door in the wall of a very round chamber, and there's a path, and the path is very definitely leading directly to the door. If you call that natural.
Oh, so wait, there's a door open on my side?
Yes.
And the door opened on the other side.
That is, well, you opened a door on the other side, that is correct.
So interesting. Okay, I'm going to pop my head back through. If it works that way. If it doesn't work that way, then I'll go all the way back through.
Yeah, so you kind of try to keep your toes on this side of the threshold and push your head through, and as soon as you kind of push into the white, you find yourself standing back in the previous room with your team standing around you, looking at you.
Oh, man.
Tell us everything.
So some sort of like cave or a huge room with a mound and this shimmering globe up on the middle of the mound. Didn't look like anyone's been there recently. And then I'll explain the door on that side of the room, and there's a door on this side of the room, so maybe there's, yeah, maybe they are a bunch of, I mean, so far it's two separate locations.
So maybe each location is a different... Maybe this is like a nexus, like a teleportation hub.
I have an idea. Let's close the door and then open the same door and then step back and see if it's the same place.
Good plan, Dion. I'll go through again.
Okay. Yeah, you know what you'd be looking for, yeah.
Let's try that. Yeah, I guess I come back in.
Well, before he goes, let's put a mark or something. Or there's no doorknobs, you said, Jim?
No, there are doorknobs.
All right, let's tie a piece of string or something around this doorknob.
Well, I think whoever's going to shut the door, don't take your hand off of the doorknob.
Well, I don't think we're going to shut the door behind you, but the last time someone went... You said, Jim, when Harry Gordon came out, the door shut behind him automatically, right?
Yes.
And is that what happened when Max's character came out?
Yes.
Well, okay. Damn.
So let's tie a string around this anyway, and so that if it's for some reason this door moves, at least we will track it later.
We're sure this is the same door, this one right here, correct?
We're not. The doors could be moving. Our perceptions are untrustworthy at this point. We had ropes around our hands and still got lost.
So we'll open the door we think is the same door I just went through.
And you step back through, and you find yourself in the same room.
Oh. Thank God. Okay. I'll go back. Yes, it's the same. It's the same room. I don't think they're changing on us, at least.
Good. So, you thought that room was very large.
At least 210-ish feet across.
Let's try this door right next door. Just to see what happens. Unless you want to do something else with this room. Do you want to go back?
I don't make the decisions here, Gion. When I look at Popov.
Well, did you think that there was a place to go that was not this room? I mean, we could keep moving forward?
Jim, what did it seem like there was the path only led to one place there?
The path only led to that bowling ball-sized sphere in the middle of the room.
Yeah, no. No, it looked like it just led to the sphere. It may have been some sort of altar or something.
All right, let's try another door then.
It may have been an altar. It may have been the anti-Azathoth button.
It could have been, but Springsteen ain't here, so...
You try another door. You try the door next to it.
Yeah.
Who's going through this one?
Catherine. I'll go.
Or okay, pop off. Or what?
Okay, Lieutenant Popov.
Would you roll with it? Just filled with razor wire and landmines.
Lieutenant, I advise against you going in. You're the leader of the expedition.
No, but there are two leaders if I were to die. I'm sure it'll work out fine. I go through the door with a rope tied around me.
Roll me a D100, please.
4. Uh-oh.
You open
It'll
the door,
fine, he said.
And as you do, as you're about to step in, you notice something. There isn't white here. It's kind of a gray.
Oh, God.
Kind of a dull gray, not the same white that you've seen.
I am Russian. We go forward.
Okay. You step forward into the gray.
Lieutenant, wait, I think...
I'm going to leave you there for a second.
Of course you are.
Those of you still in the room, you see there's kind of a lieutenant, you know, you open the door and it's kind of a gray instead of the white that you've seen. Popov steps in and the rope goes slack.
Pull the rope, pull the rope.
Oh God.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
Pull the rope. Anything happen?
Yeah, you can pull the rope back. There's weight on the end of it. You're definitely pulling something. And you pull, and you, the three of you, and perhaps Private Gordon as well, can all make sand rolls.
Oh, man.
23.
Success.
Success.
I guess you didn't like him that much. You can only lose 1 point of sand.
Oh, God.
As you pull back a thing that looks like it might once have been Popov.
Oh.
Except that his head is in the middle of his chest. Half a leg is sticking out sideways from one arm. The other arm, another leg is bent forward and curls up into the abdomen.
Oh,
and it's whatever this thing that kind of looks like it might have once been Popov. Its eyes are open, and it's shaking and gasping, barely gasping for air.
Hold it, Jim. I'll pull out my gun and shooting on the head.
Fair enough.
No, wait. As he pulls out his gun, I lean down to Popov and I say, "I'm sorry." And then put my hand over his eyes, or where his eyes are, on his abdomen, on his stomach.
Yep. As McCarthy puts him out of his misery.
Damn Russian. I told him, but he never listens to smart advice.
Guess I say, Risto Lieutenant Guillaume.
I don't think we take chances anymore. I think we go to where that globe was and see if there's anything we can do with that. Or at least, I mean, I want to say some of us go, but all of us, yeah, let's go. I say we go to the globe.
Is that door still there, Jim?
It is. The door is there. There's a string hanging from it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get into that room.
Did the door slam behind Smith? No, it doesn't. It stays open, right? So, yeah. Lieutenant Guillaume's going to say, okay, we need one man to stay back here. Who do we have? We've got
Smith, McCarthy, Gordon, Caffey, Guillaume, Springsteen, and three yet-to-be-named soldiers.
So Springsteen's not back. Here. Yeah, he's back with those.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so let's leave one of the nameless mooks here in the center. And the rest of us go on in. I like your idea, Private Smith.
So, not going through other doors. I like that idea. I like
who's in charge now?
I like not being a Mr. Potato Head person.
Right, yeah. Look, Lieutenant Guillaume. He's the ranking officer.
Well, to be fair, Popov Sergeant. Did create two ranking officers last adventure.
That's true. That's true.
But only one of them has spoken up at the moment. So
yeah. Yes. Yeah, he was crazy at the end. I don't want to leave.
Okay. You can go second then.
But just pay attention to my advice. It is smart advice. I'm the smartest man in the room.
I always listen to good advice, Doc. Tap him on the back. So yeah, let's do that.
Very well.
Let's leave one mook in the room to try to keep an eye on the door and keep us from disappearing forever into the white. Not that he'll be able to do anything. And let's go back to Smith's store.
Okay. So you're not trying to tie everyone off to a rope to the guy in the room? You're just walking through and...
Well, after what happened in that last in that last door, I don't think... You know,
no, we should. We should. Like, I don't see why not...
guys, instead of the mook that's, you know, keeping guard and everything, why don't... I mean, it's not like he's going anywhere. Why don't we just tie the rope to Popov's, or what used to be Popov's body?
Oh, that's gross. You do it.
I think if these doors want to close, they can. But at least if someone stays here, they'll be able to keep an eye on the same door. Right? Because it seems like the number of doors shift and change. But I'm afraid if we all tie ourselves together and something happens to one of us, say one of us is killed, then we have to drag that body back through us and may keep the other ones from being able to escape. Does Skype stop working?
Nope.
It's up to you.
Oh.
Up to you, Sarge.
You're in charge.
Lieutenant.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Yeah.
I should pull the French. Yeah. Yes, Lieutenant.
It's up to you, Lieutenant.
Okay. We shall do that then. You there, soldier. Watch this door with your life. And then, yet again, the ranking officer goes first to the doorway.
Okay. So everyone's going through the door. Except one of the mooks, no one's roped off.
We're bringing... Well, that's what I was saying. We could bring the rope.
Oh, yeah.
Pull it through and maybe attach it to something. We don't have to necessarily rope ourselves.
You think that'll keep the door open?
No, but no one is going to be able to pull us out once we are transformed.
Okay, whatever. Let's go.
We're not going to the gray door.
No.
No.
No. Right. We're going to the one that we know doesn't kill anyone.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, I guess we just go through and have the guy guard the door.
Okay. You open the door onto the white. You all, seven of you, step through. As the last person does, the door shuts behind you, and you find yourself in the room as before.
Wait, did we? We left one guy behind us, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we may have to roll a D4 to see who gets to play that guy for the last 5 minutes of the adventure.
Or at least someone to make his spot hidden check when a Nazi comes up behind him and shoots him in the head.
So, what about the... So here's the thing. Like, we assault the antenna. This is the team that actually went to the antenna, right? So I remember that in one of the rooms, there was some sort of globe as well.
That is correct. That globe was a much bigger globe than this one. That one was like a meter or two across, and this is like the size of a bowling ball.
But it was just not like a standard, right? It was
But I mean, it wasn't like a Southern Globe, like the one you will have at your office.
Right.
It was something special, no. Right?
Yeah, just a sphere. Let's call it a sphere so as not to confuse.
Yeah.
It's not a map. It doesn't appear to be a map of
it. It doesn't have a map. Yeah.
Right.
It's just a sphere.
Yep.
So was it the one that we were using to communicate or to swap between bodies?
That was the one at the tower,
Right.
Yes.
That was the one where we were trying to kill Hitler.
Right. So
because it controlled, you could potentially swap bodies with
anyone
someone
else.
Slice. Mm-hmm. Was it an eighth? Was it an eighth slice of the world, Jim?
A fifth.
A fifth slice of the world.
So I wonder if this is gonna work in the same way.
Mm.
So McCarthy is just gonna put his hands on the globe.
okay. as soon as you touch it, McCarthy, a white light starts expanding out from the sphere.
Hands off!
Is it burning? Burning my hands or anything like that? Is it painful?
It is cold.
Good.
It is very, very cold.
And the
sphere is expanding.
Jesus, Murphy!
Open the door!
I release it.
It's still expanding.
Jim, is it going just two-dimensionally? Is it in like a... It's just coating the room, right?
Yes.
Run!
Yeah. Gordon has already turned around. He's heading towards the door.
I think Guillaume will open the door. He's not going to go through. He's going to wait for everyone else to go through, but he's going to open the door and get his men through, or the men. Bravely, he's at the back, though.
Can I get a dex roll from everyone?
Oh, God. That's a hard success.
Yes. Hard success.
99.
Oh, man! Do it 5 minutes.
Two races, bro.
Oh, 99. No.
As the sphere is expanding outwards, you all run for the door.
Gordon.
Gordon and McCarthy trip and fall, and the expanding sphere engulfs them.
Huh. Well, it's a lot less contest for leadership now. And the smartest man in the room just got eaten by a globe.
And the now six of you step through the door. McCarthy and Gordon. You find yourselves engulfed in cold and black, and you can feel something pressing on you.
Gordon!
I pull out my gun and shoot it.
And the moment you open your mouth, water rushes in.
Oh!
And you realize that you are both underwater, deep, deep, deep under the water. Your eyeballs cave in and you both drown.
Oh.
Well,
so
sad. Isn't this just like the most pleasant place in the world? So, Gion, we check each door until we find something good to go towards.
I think Gion's going to need a self-imposed sanity check. That's his first command action. Get two people in gold.
Get
two people killed.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes it. That is a rock. What? What was that again? Private Smith?
Oh, Lieutenant. Sorry. This is all your fault.
Oh. This is a terrible place.
Yeah, that's why we need to be methodical and check each door to make sure we...
But do not go
into the great pop-off.
Okay.
Let's do a quick character check. if we could.
I'm working on it.
Yep. All right, well,
because we have Springsteen was left back at the helicopter, so we don't care about him. Correct. So we have Smith, Guillaume, Caffey, and then three unnamed soldiers is where we are.
Yeah, I can give one of you guys Caffey if I'm going to be.
I'll just take a move. It's fine. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Move some things around on Harry Gordon's sheet and go from there.
Look, Steve, try as you might, we're not going to take caffeine until there's no nukes left.
All right.
So just for my own sanity, Sean and Randall, can you guys give me some names?
Yes.
I'm playing Max Wallace.
Max Wallace, okay.
I like it.
Let me check. I will be playing Jonas Taylor.
Taylor, okay, got it. Okay, so we have Smith, Guillaume, Caffey, Wallace, Taylor, and a yet unnamed, possibly soon to be named, soldier. And you are all in the first room.
Yes, and Taylor is the one blaming the lieutenant.
Of course he is. He's been quiet this whole time.
Yeah.
Thing out of his mouth is insubordination.
I cannot take it anymore.
Get right in.
Keep making these decisions and they're killing us.
Quiet, Taylor. Keep our heads about this and move on. We must move forward. Not dwell in the past.
Right. Right. Move on. What are we going to do
Smith
now?
Smith is just going to sit down on the ground and smoke a cigarette and kind of collect himself and wait for the others to make a decision.
We can't even go back to...
He's got a little survivor's guilt right now.
Yeah. We can't even go back to those two, the pilot and the other guy who have been up here for a while because we don't know how to get back to the snow. Guillaume does have 10% Cthulhu mythos. Is there any chance he can take a flyer on some miracle?
For
just to figure something out about this room that won't kill us?
Sure. Take a flyer.
Uh, 26.
It's only 16 points of luck.
I know. I gotta see how much is left, though. Oh, he can do it. He's at 29. Let's burn it down to see if he knows one small nugget of something somewhere about this thing. We'll make that a normal success.
You know a couple things, actually. You think about it, and you think about the city and the strange perspectives and the weird geometry that you could never quite get your hands on, just how big or small or how vast or anything was in the city, and about how you became confused and got lost in the crystal field in the crater trying to come up here. and about the weird gravity upside down and inside out and flipped around and floating as you were walking on the underside of the island and then walking on the top of the islands that are skewed at strange angles to the ground. And you're looking around and counting the doors again, and you come up with a different number every time you count them. And you realize, first, you don't know for sure, but you think that the Germans that you were chasing, sort of, came in here. That was your understanding. So someone had a way to get around in here. And every time you count, you're getting a different number of doors. Is it the number of doors that's changing, or is there just something about your perspective in here that's gone completely haywire? And maybe there are fewer doors than you think, and you just can't count them right because of the strange angles of the walls and the white void above you.
Interesting.
Spot hidden roll.
Ah! 99. For all that beautiful thinking.
I pass.
I will, yeah. I'll be saying all this stuff out loud as I think.
61.
It's our perspective.
Jim, do we know which door was our entrance door?
Nope. Taylor. One of the doors on the far side of the room is opening.
Someone's coming! Lieutenant!
Drop to the ground, gun out.
Do we have a dex for Wallace and Taylor?
Yes. 50. My dex.
I think he owns a 55, by the way. I think, yep.
Yeah, I still have that from before. Caffey's at 40, Smith is 75. What about 60. Wallace? Wallace at
60 for Wallace.
Just had to make sure he was higher than Taylor. That's probably safe.
So yeah,
okay.
I would
give me a pretty
standard response. I think would be drop to the ground, gun out.
The door opens. You see the white for a moment, and three men in Black Sun uniforms step out. Machine pistols raised. The door closes behind them. Smith.
Would I have had enough time to drop to the ground and pull out my rifle?
Sure.
All right, cool. So, actually, no. Pistol. Yeah, pistol. Success. Hard success. Or,
oh, dang it. Of course, the dice don't have this. Get a D8.
Riveting radio.
the hunt for dice is always captivating.
Nothing like good radio.
Ooh, 8. Max damage. Me damage.
We here at Escape of Cthulhu are committed to bringing our listeners the most enthralling Cthulhu adventures, most of which involve hunting for dice. Yes, you hit one of the Germans. He cries out in pain. Mr. Wallace.
I'm going to go on mute for a while, and we'll just sit in silence. Another Skype of Cthulhu specialty. I'm going to throw a grenade.
Of course you are.
That's what you do.
Nice.
That's a hard success. Be an extreme. I'm going to burn the 5 for it to be an extreme.
Nicely done. How about some damage?
Is there any particular extra advantage for extreme?
Nope.
Did I just burn the luck for nothing other than bragging rights?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah, only in pulp.
Yeah, that's 11.
The German that was shot by Mr. Smith goes down. The other two look very unhappy. Guillaume.
Guillaume will take a shot with his rifle. And 97. Is that... No, malfunction on 100.
Not quite a malfunction. Shot goes wide. The two Germans... they both, one of them gets a 98. The other misses badly as well. As you would expect, having just been largely blown up by a grenade. Taylor.
I will try to shoot one of the sending Germans. Or Nazis. With a... 12, which is actually a critical. What's 1d10 plus 2?
He goes down.
Take that!
Caffey.
Oh. Yeah, he'll be shooting his rifle too. Alright, let's see. Oh, he's a good shot. You have to burn some luck to make it a normal success, though. And you will do so.
Okay. Damage.
And put the weapon on it. What is a rifle? It's 2d6 plus 4. Yep.
He goes down.
13. Yep. Good shooting, Caffey. Is that the last one?
That was the last one.
All right. Guillaume, after the smoke clears, will run kind of full speed. Is the door open, or is it closed now?
It is closed now.
Closed. But, okay. But their bodies are piled around the area where it was. So at least we probably narrow it down.
Yes, he will run over to it and... tie a ribbon around it immediately.
You tie a ribbon around a door.
Yes.
There are now two doors with strings on them.
It's true.
Well, no. One's got a string, one's got a ribbon. I guess Dion had like his true. French niceties. Yep.
Yeah, that's true. I apologize for the the indelicacy.
Yes. So, I guess have a ribbon.
Let's try it.
Hang on. Let's see if these guys have something like that disc. That disc that got us through the blue field of stones on the sure. body.
While they're searching the bodies, Jim.
Yep.
Smith is going to try something.
Okay.
He's going to close his eyes. When he's up against the wall.
Yep.
Hopefully there's like a German dead body like somewhat up against the wall, one of the walls. If not, he'll make it so. So that okay. way he's gonna like run his hand along the wall with his eyes closed and circumnavigate the room and get back to the dead body and just like put his hand where the doorknobs are and count the doorknobs with his eyes closed.
You count to 18 before you get back to the body.
Okay. Guys, I just count 18 doorknobs.
try it again.
After what Guillaume told me. I'll try it again, Jim. Do I get the same result?
You get the same result.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Well done.
Hmm.
That's Smith, right? Who did that?
Yeah, Smith.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to keep track of who's still with us.
So, okay, so I guess, is there one door closest to where the bodies are, Jim, with the spacing of it being 18 doors now?
There's a door that has a ribbon around it.
And that's the closest door, like, with my eyes closed. I'll just kind of go a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left of where that one is.
Sure.
All right, cool. Yeah, it seems like this is probably the one.
I want to check the bodies of the Nazis before we're going to see what they have.
They have nothing of interest.
All right, so I'm going to get ammo. List.
Of course. Okay. Go right ahead. You may do so. No problem.
All right. So Lieutenant, looks like this is the lucky door.
This is it. Get ready, men. Maybe we should throw a grenade in first.
Yes.
But we don't know if there's anything to damage back there, Lieutenant.
Taylor is already throwing in the grenade.
Oh,
God. Lieutenant.
You open the door on the white, chuck a grenade in, it disappears into the white.
And I wink at the lieutenant. It's done, sir.
I shall never joke again with you. Okay.
Taylor is very young.
Yeah. No worries.
And easy to impress.
So after a moment, after a moment's time, that would have given, the grenade long enough to go off.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant says, "Go, go, 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 go." And
Cafe all right, charges in.
Fools rush in.
You open, probably still had the door open. You rush into the white and step out, and it's bright. It's bright sunlight. It takes your eyes a minute to adjust, and you realize that you're standing outside, and you can hear someone crying. People crying, and you kind of blink, and you look around, and you realize that you are standing on a city street.
Oh, no!
And there is a woman not far off who is on the ground cradling the body of a child. It looks like the child has been possibly injured by a grenade. And next to her is a man in a suit. Jim, and he is lying on the ground, cradling his leg.
Is it in German or is it English? Signage.
And you look around and the signs are in English.
Oh, no!
You look up, and there it is. It doesn't even take you half a second as you see buildings towering around you, and above and beyond, you can see the easily recognizable, very iconic spire of the Empire State Building.
God.
New York, New York.
I run back in through the door as quick as possible.
Wait, wait.
You turn around and
go back in the door as quick as possible. Oh, there's no door.
There is a door. You open the door, and there is white.
What door? Is this like on the side of a building kind of thing? Is this on the side of the Empire State Building?
Nope. It's on the side of a building.
I go back through.
Yeah, Walt's just running through.
Well, those,
And then, Jim, you know what I do? I push the German soldier bodies back out through the white space.
Okay. I presume you all go back?
Yeah, if everyone else is gone.
Yeah.
The lieutenant stands looking around for a second, and he realizes his short-lived command has gone back through, and he'll go too.
And then a German body pops out the door before he goes back in. And then a second one.
And you all find yourselves back in the room.
Oh, man.
That was America. You know, right. How could men walk around dressed like this in New York City?
Pretty easily. I mean, it's New York.
I almost feel like I need a Sandy roll after something like that.
Yeah, I think so too, because like, especially the fact of being home and then having to come back. But at least, you know what though? I think what negates the Sandy roll is now we know a way to get back home. At least for some of us.
Ooh, yeah. Let's tie a different color string on this one.
Well, this one has a ribbon.
Red, white, and frickin' blue one.
Yeah. All right, Lieutenant, so, what do we do now?
But question, Jim, you said you had a ribbon. It wasn't placed by us. It was there already, right?
Nope, that's the ribbon that Guillaume tied around the door.
Oh, okay.
But I realized those guys came from here. I tied one on right away.
Yeah.
Well, you tied a ribbon around the door you thought they came from.
Oh, are there more doors immediately right where they might have come from?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Smith.
So cool. So we go right and left of there.
Wait, Smith, when you did your experiment, did you feel ribbon on the doorway as you went around the other ribbon from the other that we tied? You said you felt 18 doors, but we count more.
So I guess, Jim, I mean, if the string has been staying with the other door, then
yep.
I guess,
you passed the string.
I felt
both
the
times.
String.
You did. Okay. So
yes.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, if I didn't feel the string and went around, then I think we would all be lost at this point.
Okay.
I mean, things got strange, but if they got that strange, I think, yeah. That would be not cool. So let's try another door. I've already gone through multiple. How about these guys?
Yeah. This is the door that I thought they came from.
Oh,
anyone else?
Jim, this begs the question.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone's getting messages or something. That's what it is. The door that Popov thing came back out of.
Yeah.
Is he directly, if I go over to his body and close my eyes and then go right in front of him, like a foot or two, either way, is there a door right in front of him that he came out of?
You can guess that there is a door there, yeah.
Well, I could guess. I would go over and just, like, test this theory, you know. Just, I don't want to go through the door, but if there's a door within, like, 2 to 3 feet of him and then not another one for 5 to 7 feet, I think that would be...
Sure. You open the door. You open the door and see the gray instead of the white.
Don't go through. Tie a noose string around this one.
A black one. The gray one. Do not go through that door.
Okay, good. So the death door is marked. Or at least the one we know about. Back to checking the doors on either side of the home door.
Using the eyes closed method?
Yeah, yeah. So go to that door, close my eyes, follow the wall to the left, and go to that door.
Okay. It's a door. Roll me a D100.
Seventeen.
Okay, it's a door. You open it, and
who's
it's
going through?
We'll send Kathy through.
Kathy going. All right, good luck, buddy.
Kathy walks through. Kathy may make a con roll.
Oh, God. What happened to that idea about the rope that we used to have? 10. That's going to be a hard success.
Okay. The moment Kathy steps through the door, and he sucks in a big lung full of air, except it's not air. Whatever it is just burns horribly. And he staggers back, presumably, back out through the door. Coughing and retching, and it takes a couple minutes to settle.
Was there any visual impression?
Nope.
Like catching that moment? Nope. Just noxious fume.
Yep.
All right. Wallace, who's up next?
No volunteers.
You there, Wallace. You look brave.
So
I kind of feel like this is a Saving Private Ryan thing. You're going to kill off a third of my characters, my third character in one night? I feel like you all should be surrounding me and rescuing me, and one of you should tell me to come back.
Well, but this isn't Sean. This is... third character unrelated.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'd be happy to go through a door. Which one, sir?
I like your name.
which door do you want to send me through, sir?
Smith,
don't make yourself personally responsible for whatever happens.
God. We'll try the next one.
All right. I'll try the next one.
So are we going... I'm sorry. To clarify... the home door, we went to the left.
Okay.
Are we going to go to the right of the home door so that to like narrow in on that zone, or are we going to continue going left?
Yes, and let's do the rope thing again since we're going one at a time.
What do you mean, yes? That was not a yes or no question.
Oh, you said to the right the first time.
Okay.
Did you continue? And I answered the first part of the question. I just didn't bother to listen to the rest.
That's fair.
I'm a bad person sometimes.
TLDR. Okay, so then we're going to go right of the home door, Jim.
Okay. Just because I'm that kind of nice guy, and you guys didn't actually say it, but are you marking the...
the ones that we're already...
the noxious fume door?
Yeah, let's do that with the
noxious. Yes.
Okay.
Similar. Yeah.
Just wanted to check. you know, try
all right, to open the door.
Let's just make the blanket statement. We will be marking each door with a unique identifier.
Yeah. Right.
It seems like it was only a week ago Jim said, I think there's only one more session. You guys will be done.
Yeah.
Little did he know how many characters he would kill to get through that session.
Yes. We still have 75 doors to go through. So.
Yeah,
and Jim, six characters, so we're doing well.
This is based on roles finding doors? I'm sorry, do you not know us and our freaking luck?
Sean,
oh, guess roll what? Me the last one that we check.
Roll me a D100.
92. I feel like the higher, the better for us.
Roll me another D100, please.
Oh, we already went to that one.
3. Thanks, Randall.
Try again.
5.
Try again.
We're doing the
49.
We're doing the rope thing with this guy too.
Try again.
31.
There we go. You open the door. There's no white.
Uh-oh.
There's no gray.
Uh-oh.
There's just a cracked wall.
Cracked wall?
Yep.
I'm going to push against the wall. Does it look like it moves? Or?
It's the same kind of tile that the entire room is in, only it's broken and cracked. You push.
I'm going to look in the crack. Do I see anything beyond it?
You see black.
Oh, this door didn't work, sir. You want me to try another one?
Oh, famous
words. You took your turn. Taylor, you're next.
Yes, sir.
Okay, roll me a D100.
As I said before, you're going to kill a soul.
Wow, if that's not insubordination, I don't know what is.
12.
Roll me another D100. Try again.
75.
Thanks, Jim. Making us waste all of our really awesome rolls for other things.
Of course.
Good listening,
of
folks. Course. First we find the dice, then we just roll them over and over again. No.
Joff is happy ending. Roll again.
You open the door and there is white.
Okay, let's do the rope thing.
Yep.
Goodbye,
fellas. If I don't see you again, it was good working with you. And I go through the door.
You step through the white, and you step out into a room. A large, empty room. The floor and walls, and you can look up, and there's a ceiling. It's not the black stone. It's not the shiny black metal. It's made out of a green, kind of a dark green, smooth stone that you've seen before. The walls all the way around are carved with bas-relief murals that you've seen before.
Interesting.
Maybe not these exact ones, but certainly the same kind of style.
Oh,
you saw it all throughout the Elder City.
Yeah. So probably we are another part of that city. So I will go back and tell the guys. This is what I found.
Gosh, did it look like there's any way to go forward from there?
No.
And no, none of us had any luck actually making any sense of the bas relief. Right?
You didn't before.
Well, let me try that before I'll come in again and we'll do a roll. Idea?
You can, sure. Make an intelligence roll.
17. Go ahead.
Yeah, having been in the Elder City and having seen, you know, and I guess met, or at least some of your friends have met, you know, at least one live Elder thing, and you've seen a few dead ones along the way, and one of your friends killed one at one point. You know, you can start to kind of recognize the shapes, and you think you might be able to get some meaning out of this, but you figure it would take you a couple hours to really study them and try to learn what they're trying to say.
So I come out and I tell him, I'm pretty sure, like, I can understand it in about, if you give me a few hours. Do we have a few hours, sir?
Who knows? I don't think we have that long. We may not have a few minutes.
Think of how much time that would save and what we could learn from them.
FYI, I have a very high math, physics, and astronomy.
Okay.
If that works.
That certainly might help.
Well, Guillaume's the occultist, too. Maybe if Gordy was here, he might be helpful. But he's...
Well, sir, we could mark the door off and leave somebody in there to study it while we keep exploring the other ones.
That's true. He'll check his watch at this point, see if he can figure out how long he's been. They've all been inside the room so far.
Half an hour, maybe?
Half an hour. Okay. Would you be willing to do that, Taylor?
Sure, why not?
Or are we all out of mooks? Is he our last?
No, there's one more.
Maybe we should put that guy there. But I don't know, I guess that'd be kind of a weird rolling situation. That's if he figures it out, he'd have to do the same thing. I was trying to keep somebody from having to roll a new character to keep going. Let's just mark this door. We may need to, if we can come back to it, we will, but we were trying to, Germans were in the midst of trying to do something very dangerous, and we still need to stop that if we can.
So let's ready.
Do that, move on, and... Has everybody gone? We're up to Kathy's or Guillaume's turn. I take my chances just like Zimin.
No, sir. We've already lost too many leaders. You have to stay alive.
Yeah, I guess it's my turn.
Okay. When you're back in the room, spot hidden rolls.
Ooh, made that one.
99.
93.
One of the doors is opening.
Door. Right in a point. And drop to the ground and pistol out.
Actually, perhaps we should charge.
Yes. Great idea, Lieutenant. And then start charging.
Randall, don't throw your character away just yet, okay?
Following orders.
We might not have enough to finish the campaign.
Oh, no, one more session and we're done, Max. One more session.
I don't know if we'll last that long, Sean.
I actually believe charging is a better idea than just shooting at the guys.
A man steps through. The door closes behind him. He looks up. It's an older man, He is wearing the uniform of a Black Sun officer.
In German, I will say, "Show us your hands!"
He puts his hands up.
Also, St. Guillaume will walk over there with his rifle raised as well. "What is your name?"
"My name is Hauptstammführer Arnold Fuchs."
Fuchs. Somebody talked about him, didn't they?
They did.
Do you speak English, Fuchs?
Does he speak English? I don't think so. No, I do not.
Okay. First, in the room. Private, mark that door.
I was pretty close because I was charging towards him, so I will mark the door.
Okay, you mark a door.
On your knees. And your hands on your head.
He gets on his knees and puts his hands on his head. And he looks up at you.
What is behind that door?
Which door? The one your man just marked?
Yes.
I have no idea. Could be, it could not. It seems to me you've been here long enough to know.
Why don't you spell it out?
Until you look in a door, you don't know what's there. I see you've marked some of the doors. That's good, that's good. You've been through them.
How many doors are in this room?
He looks around. I count 32.
I smile and I say, "That's not what I asked."
That is what I see.
That's not what I asked. How many doors are in this room? This is your final chance.
He looks around again. I count 47.
I turn to the others. This is Obergruppenführer Fuchs. I believe someone mentioned him before. He's an officer of the Black Sun, apparently intent upon lying to us.
What?
He says he does not speak English. When I ask him how many doors are in this room, he only tells me how many he sees with his eyes.
Well, I speak German, so.
Oh, so you're the whole.
So does. Yeah. Yes. So does Wallace.
So, I'll just ask the prisoner, what doors do you know of, and what is behind them?
I don't know of any of the doors. I've not been through any of them.
Where did you come from, then?
I came from outside.
Where are you going to?
I'd heard tell from some of the men that there were Allied soldiers here, and I was looking for them. It appears I found them.
To what end?
I was hoping that they would be sturdy, intelligent men who could help me deal with a bit of a problem.
And what problem is this?
But I found you instead.
You would ask for our help.
But
the problem.
I look at Guion. Like, my eyes are like, are you going to not do anything? He just fucking said that?
The problem is that she's quite insane.
Ooh, my blood runs cold. Who was insane?
Greece. She is quite insane. She will destroy us all.
Make a psychology roll on this guy to check my insanity.
Go right ahead.
Let's see.
I'll burn 4 luck to make that a success.
He is as sane as any of you.
More of a reason.
Sir, what are they trying to do here? Black Suns, what are you trying to do?
What are we trying to do? We are trying to use this city and the technology it contains in order to defeat your side in the world, in the war. Then we will deal with Hitler and his petty ambitions, so that the Black Sun may rise and lead humanity to our rightful place among the cosmos.
But it's gone a little further than that, hasn't it?
As I said, Greece is quite insane.
And she is the leader here?
She is in charge, yes.
Of the Black Sun?
Of everyone, yes.
You are not speaking of someone human when you say Greece, are you?
Oh, she is quite human. She is, well, as with any of our masters, she is well on her way to becoming more than human. As we shall all be once the Black Sun rises. But at the moment, she is human enough. She is just no longer wishes to lead humanity to greatness, as was our purpose.
What exactly did you think you'd get from us?
Well, I presumed that your reason for being here was to fight. Probably you even thought you could fight against the Black Sun and possibly win to bring the war to us here in Antarctica. But we are not your enemy. We, as I said, wish nothing more than to lift humanity out of this pitiful backwater planet and lead us out into the stars. Greece, however, believes that by waking the thing that sleeps, that it will grant her and her alone a place amongst the cosmos, and leave the Earth and those of us left upon it nothing but black, smoldering heaps of ash.
And you wish to stop her from waking this thing?
I was under the impression from your actions, your apparent actions, since you arrived here, that you might wish the same thing. Perhaps I was wrong.
No, no, no. You are correct. Do you know how to get to her?
I know that she is behind one of these doors.
Oh, dear God. We have tried so many doors. If you don't know how to get to the right door...
How did you get here, Fuchs?
I told you. I walked in.
You walked in from the outside, but how did you get to the island?
He looks a little confused for a moment. The cable cars, how did you get here? That's how you got here, isn't it?
And who did you find at the top?
I found one of your men. A couple of my men cowering.
For your sake, they had better be alive.
Oh, yes, I assure you, my men are alive. Of course they are.
Our man, and I smack him across the face. Not the Black Sun toadies.
Sir, we kind of need him to help us here.
Did you harm Sergeant Springsteen?
No, he is alive and well and drinking schnapps.
So, let me get this straight. You came here by yourself in the cable car. Came into this room, which you have never been to before, to ask us to go through a door which you do not know which one it is and face what is on the other side. What sort of help do you think you could be to us?
He looks up at you. Perhaps none. Perhaps a great deal. I imagine that will be up to you, Lieutenant.
Hey, Lieutenant, just give me the sign and I'll shoot him, okay? Just let me know. I don't understand a word of what he's saying.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are like looking sideways at Taylor.
Is that the signal?
No. Wait. Taylor. Wait, Taylor.
That looked like the signal to me.
Yeah.
How many... we have one unnamed mook left. Is that right?
That is correct.
Let's leave him here. And I point to the open group in fear and say, keep your distance. But keep your weapon pointed at him. The rest of us, come over here. We go a little distance away to the other side of the room. Have
huddle up.
A discussion in English. Yep, have a huddle. What do you think? I'm not inclined to trust any of the... I can't see what good he would be to help us. You know, to us.
Well, if he went into the right room first, they would be less likely to be shooting at us right away. Perhaps he could stall them for a moment.
And how would we know that he was able to do that?
Well, I guess you'd have to tell if he seems sincere in his willingness to help us. I mean, it's all on you, Commander. You make all the choices here.
I nod fervently.
Apparently he's deep in thought.
He's deep in thought.
So while he's doing that, I am going to turn back the guy and I'm going to do a psychology to see if I think he looks sincere in his desire for... I don't know if he's really talking about helping us, but at least working with us.
And no. No, I have no idea.
Well, I made my psychology on him. He seemed sane.
Yeah.
And he was not crazy.
I believe he is opposed to this other officer. But I don't trust him to be helpful to us. Unless it is just to stop her. And why did he come by himself? I don't... Oh.
What does she need to complete this? I say to him. We destroyed the power source.
Yes, that will be a setback to us. I know. The power source was for our purposes to draw off energy from he who sleeps. The things who built the city below us built it to keep him asleep, to dissipate his energy. We were going to siphon it off. Now we will have to start again, thanks to you.
So, now my head is spinning.
So wait, so that means that machine that the insides that we blew up, or we didn't really blow up the machine so much as the scaffolding, right?
So much as the German repairs to it, yeah.
Right, okay, all right.
Well, we certainly have been lied to by everyone involved, including the aliens who built the city. Told us to go take care of that. They seem to not like the Black Sun. What could their purposes have been that telling us to go there?
And the Nachtwolf are trying to stop you, yes.
Sorry, was that addressed to him?
Yeah.
Yes, the Nachtwolf, fools that they are, remains loyal to Hitler.
Well, I definitely want to make a psychology roll on that statement. As in, he's inferring that...
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, yeah, the Black Sun is... Yeah, he's gone completely... off the reservation. They're their own.
Good for me.
Well, he said as much a few minutes ago.
Okay.
He said they're after their own interests.
Maybe when I was away.
Right. Yeah, that was when he was monologuing about their great plan. Mm-hmm. Right. Step one, win the war and defeat the Allies. Step two, get rid of Hitler and the Nazis.
Nice.
All right, tell us quickly.
Well, I like step two.
Yeah. Tell us quickly why you could be of help and how you were going to help us. And we may let you live to do so.
Wallace is going to open the door.
Okay. As I said, that remains to be seen once we find her. Wallace, you open a door?
Yeah.
Well, wait.
Roll me a D100.
24.
Can the others make a spot hidden roll?
Oh, Wallace. I'm very close to the door.
Nope.
But I fail.
Steve?
I'm sorry, I had another visitor I was dealing with. What am I rolling? Sounds like I'm rolling something.
Spot hidden.
Okay, sorry.
Don't worry.
Let's give it a roll. Yes, that's a 19. That's a hard success.
You see Wallace opening a door.
Wallace, wait! What are you doing?
Wallace, you open a door. There is white.
I step through.
You do. And you find yourself standing outside. It's cold. The ground beneath you is ice and snow. And rising around you are huge buildings of black stone. And you very quickly realize that you have stepped back into the Elder City.
I walk back through the door again.
You do so.
I go storming over to him. What are you thinking?
Sir, we're running out of time. He's saying that this woman's about to bring something horrible. Looking through doors is interfering with your endless chatting with this German officer.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. The time for action is now, but...
Wallace is right, sir.
Yeah. We're also running out of men. What did you say?
Wow. Brutal.
I don't know whose fault that is, sir.
Okay, so we mark that door.
That as an outside door. Okay.
Outside.
Okay. And, very well. On your feet.
Next one. How many do we have left? We have like 14 or 13 left, I think. If we're going by the 18 doors. Right? Because we've got Killer Vapor Room. We've got New York City. We've got the Globe / Underwater Room that killed two people. Thanks, Keon. we've got whatever room the German officer came out of. So it's 4. We've got the outside.
The German officer came from outside.
Okay, right. Outside. So 5. So we've got 5 so far. Oh, and the gray zone, which killed Popov. So that's 6.
Maybe we should mark these in the notes as like a 1 through 18 kind of
thing. So we have 12 more.
All right. Let's be about to then. Taking turns.
I think that's probably...
I'll just keep doing it. You interview the German.
I think we can go ahead and end it here for the day. I think we will definitely be done next week.
If you were a betting man, you'd bet on that, Jim?
I would.
Okay. Well, that's, to be fair, betting against the GM is never like betting against the house. You always lose.
He's kind of betting against our abilities, too. Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jim.
I don't think I've laughed as much in a session as I have in this one for a while.
Hopefully that was thoroughly confusing.
Oh, it was terrible. I want to know all about this afterwards.
Just out of curiosity, how long is the section with the room? Like, is it like pages and pages of description, or is it just like a big chart?
No, there's lots of pages of description, yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I want to thank you guys for taking that moment of silence or pop-off.
Well, we took a moment of silence, which was then interrupted by a gunshot.
No, then interrupted by Doc saying what an idiot he was, and you wanted to play tetherball with his head.
Oh, Jesus.
That's good.
Yeah. Cool. I tried to give Popoff a chance by pointing out that it was different, but...
Yeah, no.
He just walked right into it.
Well, Russia.
I have to
Russia,
say it. This game
it is always
different.
Gray.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Finally, it's not white. That'll be okay.
Wrong.
Yeah, that was quite a shock. That was
pretty rough. I was definitely sad for a couple minutes there.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't believe that Popov had survived all this time.
He survived the tunnel. Yeah.
But he was a good dad.
Yeah, it was.
He was brave.
Yeah. Way like better
Popov
than Popov
always was.
Nice.
You're better than drowning with your eyes. What was it, Jim? With your eyeballs caving in?
Yep. Oh.
Nice character. All right.
You guys have a good week.
All right. Good night, guys.
Take care.
Later. Good night. Bye.